Did you order the snow this morning?
I'm sorry?
Did you order the snow?
No, I didn't, although my daughter came running into my room about 20 minutes ago, just completely excited. I was not so much.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's not enough to have to shovel, I guess, but it's definitely going to require some attention.
It's enough to be a pain for me to go shoot Rochester this afternoon. I know that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's actually a very good point. Well, hey, last night your game of the week, really a one-sided affair. As Upper St. Clair, who's had the upper hand in this series as of late, although last year Mount Lebanon did beat them. Upper St. Clair just dominating Mount Lebanon last night, 42-6. A little surprising, maybe?
A little bit. I thought it was the game of the week, legitimately on paper. Although I was a little concerned. I mean, you'd seen what Upper St. Clair had done, and it's, you know, basically since losing to North Allegheny, you know, just dominant on both sides of the ball. And I saw Penn Hills, I saw Mount Lebanon beat Penn Hills. And Penn Hills was not playing well at the time, and the game was kind of, you know, sluggish. I'm not really all that surprised. USC's defense, their front seven on defense is really good. I hoped it wouldn't happen, but I kind of saw it coming a little bit.
Well, you know, last night, very impressive. And we had Dakota Conwell on earlier. Big night for him. 276 yards rushing in the three scores. You know, the Pitt recruit, obviously one of those guys on that defensive side of the football that you mentioned. He can be physical for sure. They have been very impressive. And, you know, as I was talking to some of the callers in the last segment, you know, when you really look at Quad A as we head into the playoffs, I mean, yeah, Pittsburgh Central Catholic is, you know, ranked number one, and they've got, you know, loads of talent on both sides of the ball. They're big on the line, and they've got it. But, you know, North Allegheny, I mean, I just don't think anybody really thought that they would have this, you know, nice a run as they have. They've been very impressive. And Upper St. Clair, you know, we don't know what Penn Trafford's got. You know, that's the other thing. We have no idea really what to expect out of Penn Trafford. I mean, they've blown through their schedule with flying colors, and you know, it's hard to pick which two teams are going to end up, you know, at Heinz Field. I mean, for Central and or North Allegheny, you would think that, you know, if it plays out the way it does, these four teams meet in the semifinals. You know, it's not going to be easy. I think it's, you know, this is probably the most wide open it's been in a few years in Quad A.
Well, I think it'll be interesting how the WPIL's playoff committee seeds the top four teams. Do they put Penn Trafford at three because they're undefeated, or do they put them at number four because they figure, look, USC's only loss is to North Allegheny early in the season, and they've been so dominant since then. Are they the third seed and put Penn Trafford on Central Catholic's side? I know Central Catholic has their eyes on that.
Right.
You know, and no offense to Penn Trafford, but they don't have the history of the longevity that USC has. And from a matchup standpoint, I mean, anytime you look at as big as USC, especially their defensive line, you know, if I have to coach against them, I do not want a game plan against that defensive line. Although Central Catholic and North Allegheny have the ability to throw the ball, which could possibly negate that. I mean, if you look at Mount Lebanon, they were pretty much one-dimensional. North Allegheny and Central Catholic, especially North Allegheny, but Central Catholic, too, their offense is more balanced, and they have the ability to throw quick passes, which can possibly negate that size up front. But it'll be interesting. Personally, I think USC is the three seed, just based on their body of work. Even though they did have the one loss, it was close. They had four turnovers, two in the second half in that game. So my top four seeds are Central, NA, USC, and Penn Trafford. And again, I know Central Catholic will have their eyes on that. I'm guessing that they would rather Penn Trafford be on their side of the bracket than Upper St. Clair.
We're talking with Craig McConnell, coordinating producer over at Root Sports. He's on our Rivertown Hotline, joins us every week at this time to talk about high school football. And, yeah, I mean, as you look at the Quad A classification, I mean, those four look pretty good. I moved to AAA here, Central Valley, your defending champions. And then, you know, you look at Knock. You know, they gave Central Valley a pretty tough test in the playoffs last year before going down. Franklin Regional, I had Greg Bott on last week. you know, he's been talking about how, you know, well, they haven't played anybody. He doesn't feel like they've really played anyone. They blew out Greensburg-Salem last night in their rivalry game. You know, and then out of the Big Eight, you have West Mifflin upending TJ, who's, you know, always strong. You know, who is going to end up playing at Heinz Field in AAA? I mean, I think Central Valley is one of those teams, but it's really hard. I'm really hard pressed to figure out who the other team's going to be because you've got three or four good choices right there.
I'll tell you who it could be. The team I saw last night, West Mifflin.
Okay.
I mean, they were legit. TJ unfortunately was banged up. I mean, they're normally really big. They're known for size. They had some really small kids in there because they were decimated by injury. But I got to tell you, even if they were healthy, I'm not sure that they win that game because West Mifflin is very underrated, and I had not seen them this year. I think a lot of people looked at them. They lost to Trinity, who's, you know, okay, but then, you know, when you saw they lost to Trinity, you thought, West Mifflin maybe isn't a great AAA team. But in talking to them, they had 7 turnovers in that game. I guess it was pouring rain on that night, and they just, you know, it was just one of those nights where they did not play well. If they play like they played last night that I saw them, I don't know. Other than Central Valley, I don't know who's better than them in AAA. I got to be honest with you. I mean, Montour is very skilled. They'd be in the conversation. Hopewell would be in the conversation because of Ruff Rochelle. And Franklin Regional, I think, deserves to be in that conversation too. Knock is good team, but the level of competition in that conference just is not as high as the Thomas Jefferson, as the Central Valley, West Allegheny, Hopewell. So my top four there would be Central Valley, West Mifflin, Montour, and Franklin Regional. Not necessarily in that order, I think. I think the way they have to seed it is they have to seed Franklin Regional 2 and probably Knock 3, West Mifflin 4, and Montour 5, based on Montour having 2 losses,
right.
Although that's on paper. In reality, I think Montour, Central Valley, and West Mifflin are the top 3 teams, and then Franklin Regional might have something to say.
Real quickly, AA and Single-A, can anybody stop Clairton in Single-A, and in Double-A, is it going to be Aliquippa-Jeanette for one of those great all-time matchups?
I don't know. I wouldn't put it past Seton LaSalle. I think Seton LaSalle might be the best team in AA. Aliquippa clearly is very good, and they had a statement game last night against East Allegheny in a non-conference game. Single-A, people are sleeping on Stow Rocks. When was the last time you saw a Single-A team with 3 BCS-level Division I seniors on it? It doesn't happen too often. They're very good. If they can get their line going, I would really look forward to a Stow Rocks-Clairton final. Stow Rocks already beat Rochester pretty convincingly. They may see each other. That's another kind of seeding mystery. Do they seed Rochester 3 and Canavan 4, or do they seed Canavan 3, making Rochester and Clairton play in the semis?
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. I think Rochester's clearly the 3rd best team in Single A, and they should be the 3, even though they have the 1 loss, kind of similar to Upper St. Clair in that situation. I think Stow Rocks, they absolutely can battle Clairton, and I think that could potentially be a great Single A final.